And switching gears a little bit now from medicine to, well, Christmas time. And I get the opportunity to spend a couple of minutes with some folks as we get set for Fantasyland of Lights. And, well, I'll tell you what, Bill Bierschmidt, just because it's kind of the microphone's halfway between the two of you, I'm going to start with you because I've known you for a long time. Okay. Thanks for coming in, Bill.
Well, thank you, Charlie. We're glad to be here. And as representatives of the Daybreak Rotary Club, we're glad to be here and talk with you a little bit about this year's Fantasyland of Lights.
And it is a Christmastime event. I know people drive in from, good driving radius, even from southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, to see what we've got in Johnstone Park. And it is an attraction. It brings people into town, and it's fun.
Well, yes, and it's just amazing if you have the chance to work at the Gingerbread House to listen to the young kids and the families who come through the park. It's just very rewarding, and it's worth the effort that our members put in on a volunteer basis to present this to not only Bartlesville, but the surrounding area.
You were telling me the history of Fantasyland. I understand it was Bill Teal's project.
Bill Creel.
Or Bill Creel, I knew
yeah,
that. I apologize.
Yeah, Bill Creel, who was executive director of the chamber back in the 90s, I guess. Jacob can elaborate a little bit more, but he came up with the idea of maybe trying to develop this process. And he got the funding through the chamber and through his board, and that whole project started. Then in 2002, Daybreak took that over and under the direction of Randy Weatherly. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, we've handled that every year since that time. So it's been, 15 years now that yep. we've been doing this. So it's just something that we're very proud to do. We try to we change up the way the lights are displayed every year, and then we add different displays as we can afford to do that. So we change things up and make it very appealing to the public who walks through there.
Yeah, and it's nice to see the volunteerism. Is it when you can drive through on two consecutive nights and you'll see different people greeting you?
That's exactly right. And Jacob can talk a little bit more about that, but we try to hand out a little gift to them when they leave. It's not a big deal, but we kind of keep track of how many people come through the park by that little bit of a gift that we give. And then we have, Jacob and I were talking earlier, we have families who come through and they'll come around one time, say, can we go through again? And certainly there's no cost. If you want to donate at the end of the circuit, you can do that. But certainly we've had families that go through two or three times, and it's just fun to watch the reaction of the kids.
It is, and I think it's neat just to see people. You'd almost like to be inside the cars every once in a while just to hear the comments that are made.
Well, I was telling Jacob, we have my wife and I have 12 grandchildren, so we've all of them have seen it and at different ages of their life, and it's fun to kind of listen to them as they get older, and then of course those that went through when they were fairly young, how they reacted. So we kind of got a little bit of a sampling of what the kids are doing.
Yeah. Jacob, rotate that mic over to me. Thanks for coming in this morning. I know you've been, maybe you personally, but not only you, been working on updating the lighting itself, making that transition from the traditional incandescent bulbs over to LEDs.
Yeah, we finally completed a four-year process of switching all the lights over to LEDs, and that saves on electricity, which makes it cheaper for us, and it makes a brighter display for everybody to see. So it's really a good thing all around.
It is.
And for that.
But it's nice to now. Do you and Bill and some of the other committee members kind of go out and map out how you want this year's Fantasyland to look?
I haven't, but I know that others do go out there and put a lot of hours in figuring out how that goes and setting it up and running extension cords and all the logistics that go into all that.
Yeah, that park was made for a lot of things, but not necessarily for all those electrical cords.
It is now, though. So
it's nice to see, and I know it was two or three years ago somebody decided they've tried to relieve you of some of those cords, but you were able to replace them and then some.
Yeah, the community and people really stepped up and replaced all those cords, and it actually got a lot of free publicity for us. So I think that was the year we had the most people go through it ever.
Well, I would not want that to happen again.
We'll
just say, please go see the Fantasy
Lab. Yeah.
The volunteer groups that help out, how do you manage to schedule them in?
I know that a lot of people now are using Facebook and going on there, and there's a link. If you go to, you know, search Fantasyland of Lights, there's a link there to the website, and there's a form you can fill out for what days are needed and everything on there. So it's pretty much, I think, run online now with that. And then if you go to the Daybreak Rotary site, there's a link through there too as well to get to that.
Rotary has been pretty active in community projects, and this is just one of a whole list that we could go down, but we're talking Christmas time right now.
Yep.
I believe your opening date is, let me think, Friday, right? You're opening up Friday, a week from Friday, I mean, after Thanksgiving?
November 20th.
Okay. Right. So that's a good, convenient date for you to open up. And that gets, I haven't counted the weekends. Is that six weekends or five? Anyway, several weekends between there and Christmas.
Yeah, it runs the 20th through the 31st of December.
That's great. And when it comes out there, just setting it all up, and I know you're already working on the arches and everything else, do you have to kind of space them out so that the light from the jack-in-the-box doesn't interfere with the light from the Price Tower and all that stuff?
Yeah, they put a lot of thought into where everything goes for the presentation and make sure you can see everything and all that's visible, and, you know, with the space they got, because like you said, Johnstone Park is used for a lot of things, so we make it as good as is possible for the Fantasyland.
You've got a list of things here do you want to address, and sometimes I don't read upside down real well, so what you got for me?
Well, like Bill had talked about with the candy canes we hand out at the end, we've purchased 40,000 candy canes this year with Truity helps us pick those up, so that really helps there. And then we hand all those out, so we get, you know, that kind of keeps track of how many cars and everything goes through. And I guess we got, you know, 50 displays, 75,000 light bulbs, all LEDs this year, and we took it over in 2002, and it runs every day between November 20th and December 30th, I guess, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. nightly.
Yeah. What's the most fun part for you?
I like the volunteering. I've been in the gingerbread house or turning it on and shutting it off. But as far as the displays goes, I like seeing the local displays, Bartles Mill, Price Tower, the things that are kind of specific to Bartlesville.
Yeah. And those, going back in the history of them, were built by individuals locally. And I'm sure that there are places you could buy something, but when you get some of those that are, you know, locally manufactured about our local things, makes it pretty special.
Yeah, just the uniqueness that Bartlesville has and brings to that is really fun to see.
Do you get to the stories from people as far as, you know, I've driven through for the past, I don't care, 12, 15, however many years that they've been going through, and just, you know, the comments they make?
Yeah, you hear that from time to time if you're volunteering in Gingerbread House or just around town. And I think now, since it's been going since the early 90s, there's people who went through as kids who are now taking their kids through. So it's kind of becoming a generational thing on there, which is nice.
Yeah. And as far as the traffic count, I'm sure it varies on a night-to-night basis, but there no doubt you can be pretty busy.
Yeah, especially, I believe, the days, you know, Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and right, you know, right around there, there'll be lines of cars that just go through, and it's fun. It's those nights make it busy if you're volunteering.
Sometimes after the Bartlesville Parade or after the Dewey Parade, it kind of varies for me and my family anyway, but it's just one of those after a parade sort of things. We've got it on our schedule that, you know, it wouldn't be going to a parade without going to the Fantasyland for us.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and I know you've kind of added some music. I think you got a little low-power FM transmitter there that people can tune and listen to some Christmas music while they're driving through.
Yeah, when you drive up, there's a little sign that tells you what station you can tune to. I don't know what it is offhand, but it's printed right there, and you just tune to it, and then it kind of goes along with the lights and everything, so it kind of goes along with the show on that.
I have another recommendation for them, but that's all right. You've got that little little setup there as well, and either way, they're getting some Christmas music somewhere along the line. How many volunteers does it take to set this thing up? Do you know, Bill?
Charlie, I really don't know the exact number. I know that our club members adopt an exhibit, and we have a Fantasyland of Light committee within the club, and we announce every year that it's time to start setting them up. And we have club members and their spouses or their kids that have adopted these different displays, and so they are responsible for getting them put up. Like, I think we were supposed to have them done this week because we're going to be opening up on the 20th. That's the deadline. So I don't know. You count the displays and you look at it takes that many individuals who are responsible for setting them up. We have three or four guys that have been doing this for a long, long time, and they kind of oversee the setup and how those displays are set, electricity. They're all but one of them are retired, so they can spend plenty of time down there setting up the electrical outlets and those kinds of things. So it's been really a group effort, and the volunteerism is unbelievable, really, the amount of people. And I'm sorry, I don't have a number for
it's
you.
It's okay. But it's something that Rotarians do.
Oh, yeah.
This is far from your only project, but if you were to stereotype the typical Rotarian, I think you'd say it's somebody who gets involved.
Well, yeah, and the thing that that impressed me about this whole project, Charlie, is that people are there because they want to be there. It's not like you have to twist your arm. It's there because they want to, and in my case, I did it because I remember the joy of my grandkids and my two daughters that went through it at the time. So I understand how it impacts the kids, and so I willingly want to do that just because I've had that experience as a parent and a grandparent.
And I think somewhere just being around, you see their faces, and you kind of get to touch back to you, maybe not that experience, but something in your own childhood.
That's exactly right.
I think there's something about Christmas and lights that will go well together.
That's exactly right, and especially with the new LEDs. Jacob hit it on the head. They're just, for some reason, those LEDs seem to be much brighter.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And, of course, in the prior setup, you know you're going to have to replace, I don't know, a percentage, 20% or so of the light bulbs that burned out from last year. With the LEDs, you got a much longer lifespan. Yeah, you may have to replace one or two, but basically they're going to last for a whole lot more hours.
Well, this was a project that took about 3 years to get all of our bulbs replaced with LEDs, and we just finished them up this year. So it's not been something that just happened overnight. It's been a process that we've had to go through. And, of course, they're expensive, and we've had to have the money to buy those lights. So we're glad that project's done, and it certainly has enhanced the displays.
What other projects does Daybreak Rotary have throughout the year?
Oh, my goodness. We support our academicians at the high school. We give out scholarships for them. We support the parades. Golly, Jacob, help me out here.
There's the baseball tournament, the Wingett baseball tournament. We sponsor a team and help with that. I know the car show. There's a few members there that are big into the antique cars, and they help put that on. And
Great American Basketball Conference, we help sponsor a team there. We
just a lot of support for around the different activities around the community. We try to help them.
It's we just kind of do it when it happens, and you don't think about it. Just people step up and support those activities, and I'm gonna have to go back and start writing down what all we do.
Well, next time, a year from now, we'll have a list. Again, there are still times that you need volunteers.
Yeah, if you go to fantasylandoflights.com and look on there, or search Fantasyland on Facebook, there's links there that have that, and then you can go from there and see if any of those dates or times work for you. And if you have questions, you can. There's a number on there you can call to, and people will answer your questions and see if we can get you sign up.
Get ready to load the family in the car. It all starts on the 20th. I believe you said 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 20th, 6 o'clock. So that, I guess that would be Monday, this next next Monday on that. So,
Load the family in the car. And
6 to 10, is it?
Yep, 6 to 10.
6 to 10.
Okay. Take at least one trip around Johnstone Park, more if you want to. Take home a candy cane and recommend it to your friends. So take some pictures while you're out there, post them to Facebook, and let the world know what we got. Guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. I hope you have the biggest turnout you've ever had.
Hope so, too. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Fantasyland of Lights, it all starts downtown Bartlesville in less than a week. Go out there and have a good time. We still have a chance for some rain today and tonight. We'll check the forecast coming up. News on the way next.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K22.